There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. We're brought to you this hour by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You can find out more about them online at secureenergyfuture.org. It's a good time to go there, secureenergyfuture.org, because there's a lot in the news related to the Clean Power Plan that Congress is in the middle of trying to fight back against, at least one side of Congress, against the EPA and the Obama administration. And it's an industry that is responsible for cheap electricity, probably more than anything. I mean, the value of affordable energy is not something you can just easily diminish, because the cost of electricity goes up, the cost of everything goes up, right? So affordable energy, very important. Reliable energy, very important. And, of course, in North Dakota, a huge percentage of our electricity is from coal and is affordable because of coal. That would change under the EPA's Clean Power Plan. So find out more about it and join the effort to defend it at secureenergyfuture.org. Great website, great resource, bringing you this hour of the program. On your speed dial, we would hope, is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. So it's a one-touch push to join the conversation. Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us this hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall, and that's at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can also email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Without any further ado, Congressman Kevin Cramer on this beautiful Wednesday. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Scott. I'm first of all grateful to be in the beautiful state of North Dakota on a beautiful August day. I'm grateful to not be a candidate for governor, and I've finally decided that there are enough candidates for president, so I'm going to skip that one too.
So we're beginning with political news today. You're out as a presidential candidate, and you're out as a gubernatorial candidate. We had a call earlier that wanted to know, and I said we'd start with that question, whether or not you would. You'd be interested in running for governor.
Well, I would be very interested in running for governor in the right circumstance and the right timing. It's a job that I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't love to have at some point in my career, and may never get that chance. But all of that said, I think the people of North Dakota and my family and I are best served by taking advantage of my 3 years or so of experience in Congress and continuing to serve in the United States Congress. And that, plus the fact there are some really good people lined up that probably have are better positioned to both run for and serve as governor of North Dakota. And at the end of the day, it's all about the people of North Dakota. So I think it's a good time for me to not run for governor. But not that I ever really considered it, Scott, just so that you know. But I'm liking more and more the fact that I'm a member of Congress and not a candidate for governor.
We had Governor Dalrymple on earlier.
I heard that.
Did you hear the interview? And he actually he talked about his lieutenant governor, mm-hmm. and how he would make an excellent governor. And then he went on to name some other names as well. So we're gonna goad you into the same contest. So tell me, we'll start with Drew Wrigley, the lieutenant governor. What do you think of his chances? What do you think of him? How would he be as governor?
Well, he'd be a great governor, and I have encouraged over the years and months encouraged him into this race, and I think this is the time that the window is open, and I would encourage him into it now as well, assuming, first of all, that it's what he wants to do and that his wife Kathleen and their family want to do. This has got all the cynicism and the provocation of radio talk show hosts and all of the amateur political commentators. All their cynicism aside, at the end of the day, these are very personal and very difficult decisions. They're not they're not made in a vacuum, nor are they made, you know, at the local watering hole. They're made at the kitchen table. And so if I would strongly encourage Drew into the race. I think he'd be a great candidate. I think he'd be a great governor. And I think the time is great for North Dakota to have a governor like Drew.
All right. So that's a pretty strong endorsement. Who else? Who else do you think would be in the mix?
I'd prefer you ask me about who else, you know, some names if you want. I mean, the problem with guys like me starting to name people is that the person you don't name that, you know.
And then your phone will ring. Okay, well, tell you what, I'll go down the list that the governor mentioned.
Sure.
So he mentioned Wayne Stengel, the attorney general.
Yeah, and I think Wayne's obviously another person well-positioned. Should he and Beth want to do this? Again, if they want to, that's one thing. And he's well-positioned both to run and to serve. He'd be an outstanding governor. And let me say before we go down other names, whoever, if you want to do this, if you want this, you know, this is the job you seek and you feel compelled in your heart to serve the people of North Dakota as its governor, this is the time to run, and you ought to just do it. I think back to our friend Ed Schaefer. When I was the Republican Party chairman, Ed Schaefer wanted to be governor. He had set it in his sights, a goal to serve the people in that capacity. Almost nobody advised him to do it, but he wanted to do it, and he's put together a plan and a team, and he did it. John Hoeven, similarly, this is a guy that wanted to serve in the capacity of governor. He was not the heir apparent. He was not the natural next pick, but he wanted it, and he put his resources of time and energy and treasure and built a team and went after it. So that's what campaigns are all about. So I'd encourage anybody that wants to do it to do it.
All right, a couple of the names that were mentioned, just for your headline take, Tom Campbell.
Tom would be great. Tom has an interesting combination because he now has a little legislative experience, which I think is helpful. Frankly, I think the legislative experience that Jack Dalrymple brought to the lieutenant governor position and then onto the governorship have served him probably as well as any experience he's had. Even the vast private sector experience that he had. Tom brings similarly some legislative experience, although not as much as Jack brought to the job, but he brings enough along with his private sector experience as an agribusiness person, a farmer, a guy who knows how to get his fingernails dirty, in the field, and a bank, bank leader, a member of a bank board, and he understands finance. He brings a lot of good experience, I think, to a job like this.
The governor mentioned Rick Berg, which makes me think that obviously maybe Rick has mentioned some potential interest there. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I've not, but it's a logical, he's a logical name. Maybe he's told the governor something, I don't know, but this is one of those assumptions that sometimes we build into our conversation that take on a life of their own, and we presume something for somebody that may or may not be true. But that said, it wouldn't be shocking if Rick had an interest, and Rick's another one, like Tom, that brings a lot of legislative experience, so a little bit of Washington experience, and a whole bunch of private sector and investment experience, and he's a guy that's built companies from the ground up, and that's a pretty cool experience, I think, for somebody who would be the chief executive of a state like North Dakota's.
Last one the governor mentioned was Doug Burgum.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly, I guess, because he's expressed interest through news reports of either running as a Republican or as an independent, which surprised me. What do you think of that?
Well, I think there's another great example of somebody who I think would be a very good, I think he'd be a very good governor, and I think he'd be a good candidate. I think this isn't the first time Doug's expressed some interest. He's never just completely slammed the door to the possibility. He comes from a political family. Those of us that remember his mother, she was a state party officer, and she was a real activist. He has had other political people in his family. Of course, we had an Attorney General Burgum at one point in North Dakota. So he's got a rich history in North Dakota, and he's legend with regard to what he did when he assumed or purchased Great Plains Software and eventually turned it into Microsoft's second largest campus outside of Redmond, Washington. And then his community and civic service is unquestionable. The guy has been more generous than most people know. He's a quiet leader in a lot of respects. He's an interesting personality because he's a quiet leader with sort of a big personality because of what he's accomplished. He's obviously very well known, but I've always found Doug to be a very humble guy, and I like him a lot. And he brings more of the Ed Schaefer-esque sort of background to this because although Ed had run for the House, 2 years prior to running for the Senate or running for governor, to sort of, you know, as part of the establishment of his, reestablishment of his North Dakota Republican public service roots. Doug hasn't done that, but Doug, you know, Doug brings all the right stuff, I think, and the more the merrier. So I think he'd be a great candidate. Let me put it to you this way. As you're going down this roster, and we haven't even gotten, you know, probably all the way through it by a long shot, and there's always somebody that we weren't thinking of that may step up, I listen to this and I think, boy, I'm glad we're us and not, you know, not the other side.
Because you think it's a little tougher conversation over there? You don't see a long list of Democratic candidates?
I can only think of one, and and she may not do it. It was interesting to read the comments about, and I appreciate what she's going through. Then we're talking about Senator Heitkamp, of course. I appreciate what she's going through because, again, just like I said about our people, these are gut wrenching sometimes. Not sometimes are easy, but tough decisions that you have to consider a lot of things, and not the least of which is you and your family and how it affects them, how it affects the people of North Dakota, and you know, whether this fits into the timing and your personal dreams. So I'm sure she's considering it, but it was interesting that the news story I read anyway was sort of like...
Hold that thought, if you would. Hang on one sec here. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Talk Radio Town Hall for Wednesday on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Nicotine is a highly addictive and toxic drug that is harmful to our youth. But a new law brings us one step closer to protecting North Dakota's kids by preventing the sale of e-cigarettes to anyone under age 18, requiring child-resistant packaging, and puts self-service sale displays for any nicotine or tobacco product out of reach. Learn more about the dangers of e-cigarettes and the new law at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional cropland auctions in Emmons, Eddy, Lemoore, Benson, Grand Forks, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Don, Hedinger, Slope, Adam, Cass, Norman, and Clay counties. And a Piper's exclusive Western Dakota land auction event in October featuring over 4,000 acres of exceptional pheasant and deer hunting land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
The Drive for Five is on. The What's on Your Mind radio show is headed to Missoula, Montana, thanks to our presenting sponsor, Discovery Benefits. NDSU is going for a fifth straight national title, and we're excited to hit the road thanks to these great sponsors.
Shields, Gate City Bank, Lake of the Woods Pie Company, Homeowners Financial Group, and Catalyst Medical Center.
Toughness, talent, courage. The Bison have shown it all in winning four straight national titles, and this game with the Montana Grizzlies is the FCS Kickoff Classic, televised live on ESPN.
And brought to you by Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Odor and Mold Medicine, Gates Manufacturing, Steyr Oil Field Services, and Muscatel Subaru.
That's the What's on Your Mind radio show, the most listened to talk show in North Dakota, live from Missoula, Montana.
Our special broadcast brought to you by Hanson Runsvold Funeral Home, by Mainstay Suites of Tioga, and by Inland Home Mortgage.
That's the NDSU Bison Drive for Five on What's on Your Mind, live from Missoula, Montana. Go Bison!
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You need a tank part. My friends at Polar Service Center have the tank part. I can safely tell you that because they've got like a $15 million inventory and 20,000 SKUs, and there's just simply not a tank part that Polar doesn't have. They also do tank washes. They do collision repair at their Billings location as well. And by the way, if you need a part, that Kildare location delivers Dickinson, Watford City, Williston, Bismarck, Minot, too. And now they tell me that they have also got a couple of world-class mechanics in there, and they're doing a full truck repair as well. So full diesel shop, and whether you need truck maintenance, truck repair, they're going to do it for you at Polar Service Center. Highway 22 north, top of the hill in Kildare, or in Billings off I-90. Tell them Scott sent you. 21 past the hour, continuing our conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer. And by the way, we're going to open up those phone lines at 800-228-0550. That's right, 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments. If you call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today, we'll get you right up here for Kevin. Also want to tell you that the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour is going to be over in Moorhead on Friday, doling out the goodies. But if you can't wait, get in there today. And any Hornbacher's location, get the pound of red franks for $3.99, the pound of beef franks for $4.99, the rough cut bacon for $3.99, or the 20-ounce tangy summer sausage for $5.99. That's for folks in and around the Fargo-Moorhead Metro at Hornbacher's locations. We'd give them away lots of goodies for folks. Dakota Farms, a family restaurant, and Little Cottage Cafe. Now it's folks on the east turn in the valley. Get to take that in. All right, so you were saying before the break, we were talking about Senator Heitkamp potentially running. So go ahead and finish up.
Sure. So well, the point is amazing. It was interesting that she said she'd make a decision within sooner rather than later, out of courtesy to others that might be considering it. And I think that's I think Senator Heitkamp is looking out for her party, and rightfully so, which is part of why I think she has she's considering the race. Besides the fact she might like the job, I think she'd love the job, frankly. Why not? But the other part being that, political parties are built largely by governors in many cases. And I just think back to the fact that Senator Heitkamp and I both were appointed by governors to our first elected office. Senator Hovind, Senator Heitkamp, and I were all appointed to our first appointed offices by governors, and our state capitals full of people that received, that were appointed to either appointed, regulatory or administrative offices or elected offices by governors. And that's, that's how a bench is built in many cases. And so that's part of the, I'm sure, the consideration in her mind. But that said, what we don't have, and this was the contrast I wanted to draw, we don't have any one person whose announcement would keep the rest of the field out of the race. And whereas she is, the rest of their field waits for her to make the decision whether she'd be in or not. Now, we've never had that, even when we thought we'd had it. Maybe with an incumbent, that'd be the case. But other than that, open seats are generally open. I think it's an interesting contrast.
John in Fargo on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Go ahead, John.
Hey, John. Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Congressman. And I wanted to thank you for making yourself available to take calls like this as often as you do. I think it's a great service to the people of North Dakota, and I think ultimately it'll equip you to better do your job.
All right. Well, that's how I view it, but thank you.
That said, Planned Parenthood, these videos continue to come out. They're stunningly repugnant. I wish more people would pay attention to them, and we've had a conversation in the past regarding investigating Planned Parenthood and the nature of the fungible government dollars that are going into that organization. And I'm just curious whether or not any progress has been made investigating the other services that they provide, which are taxpayer-subsidized, and whether or not the rates they're charging for those services are commensurate with what other facilities would charge, or if they're overcharging for those services in order to subsidize indirectly abortive services.
Sure. Yeah, all of that is taking place right now, John. Thanks for the question. And so in fact, we just got word the other day that the investigation is expanding. And when I say the investigation, there are two committees in Congress, in the House anyway, that are investigating it. And one of them is the committee I sit on, the Energy and Commerce Committee, which has health care oversight. And so we are looking into all of those things. We are planning hearings for post-August recess when we will either compel by invitation or compelled by subpoena if necessary, and it's looking more and more necessary that we're going to have to compel some of the top people by subpoena because they're resisting requests for information to get to the bottom, not just of what the videos are showing, which appear to be unethical for sure, repugnant for sure, and perhaps illegal, but then into the rest of it. So I'm actually co-sponsor of a bill that was introduced by Congresswoman Dianne Black that defunds Planned Parenthood completely, because we shouldn't have to worry about this. We shouldn't have to worry about the fungibility of the resources. We shouldn't have to worry about whether they're overcharging other areas. We should just defund them. If they're going to be in this business and they're going to have this kind of, you know, behavior and this kind of practice, it should not be the people's representatives or the people of this country's job to prove that they're not misappropriating the funds. There are plenty of good women's health organizations doing the right thing that are above board and completely transparent, that we can use the people's resources, the very scarce resources of the federal government, and in a more responsible way without having to jump through all these hoops and circles to demonstrate that bad actors are worse than we thought. So I say defund completely, and I'm on a bill that does that. I'm also on a bill that defunds all abortion providing healthcare entities. Again, there are plenty who do not provide abortions, and we just don't have to worry about it. There's only so much money. Why spend any of it on suspicious behavior?
Outstanding, and thank you for what you're doing. God bless you. Keep it up. And you do as well, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. Dave in Sterling, North Dakota, for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Hello, Congressman Cramer.
Hi, Dave.
I'm calling as a very concerned veteran concerning the Iran nuclear arms race and the deal that the incompetent White House has unveiled. And as we all know, that when Iran gets their $100 billion, they'll be running to Russia to buy freshly minted bullets and missiles and tanks and planes to fight us in a war that's going to be coming around the corner very shortly. And I'm just trying to rationalize the insanity of what the heck is going on in Washington and why can't these people see this is coming.
Okay, so you kind of answered your own question. They're rationalizing insanity. And that's exactly what this White House is doing, and unfortunately, the defenders of the White House are doing. They're more concerned about Barack Obama's legacy, more concerned about their party and their party's leader than they are about the country. And now, there might be some room for good people to disagree, but there's darn little, Dave, let me tell you, very little. I've seen the deal. I've sat through three now classified briefings, two of them with the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Energy, and the Secretary of the Treasury. Your first point is a very important one. The access to $100 billion, we think it's $156 billion immediately.
Hang on a sec, Dave, if you would. We'll get you the rest of the answer on the other side of break. By the way, Iran is huge right now in North Dakota. Says a headline in Bloomberg today. We're going to talk about that, too. Coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Get your tickets now for the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real American Jam, August 28th through the 30th. A large portion of the proceeds go to support the Guardian Foundation and Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota. Keith Anderson, Gwen Sebastian, Tiger Lily, Josh Grayson, Trailer Choir, and Kat Perkins. Weekend passes $75 and a discount for military. Concessions, beer garden, camping, and cabins available. The Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real American Jam, August 28th, 6 miles west of Medora at exit 18. For tickets, call 701-628-4200.
It's a back-to-school bash at Gate City Bank. On Friday, August 28th, visit your neighborhood Gate City Bank to open a totally free checking account and receive a free gift. Plus, with a Gate City Bank ATM and check card, use any ATM for free with unlimited automatic fee refunds. Just as tempting? Join us for refreshments, prizes, and special one-day offers. It's a back-to-school bash on Friday, August 28th at Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And when we're tooling around the Northern Plains, we're doing it in a truck from my friends at S&S Motors in Watford City. If you're looking for a truck, they are the place to buy it. They sell more used trucks than probably any dealership on the planet. They just sell a lot of them there in Watford City. Busy place. And they're great people to deal with. They really are. You're going to get a great deal, a great vehicle. They'll find what you need. S&S Motors, Inc. And it's spelled out. S&S Motors, Inc. .com or stop at Seaman, Watford City. Tell them Scott sent you. Powered by MyPillow.com as well. And the power, because if we don't sleep, we don't get a good night's sleep, we're worthless to you here on the program, folks. And the most important thing to your health is your sleep. And MyPillow will help in that regard. Get you a good night's sleep. The official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, 2-for-1 deal. When you go to MyPillow.com, just use the promo code SCOTT. MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. All right, Dave and Sterling is where we're finishing. Then we have Vera and Kenmer and Casey waiting to weigh in here as well. But talking Iran right now with Dave, and go ahead and finish your
sure.
Answer.
So my point, you know, on the Iran deal, Dave, and Dave was talking about rationalizing insanity. It's so easy to point to the problems in this, and Dave raised the access to money right away. Well, this was one of the issues that 367 members of the House of Representatives. I don't have to tell you, that's just about all of them. It's a majority of the Democrats as well as the Republicans signed a letter that stated one of the first conditions under which we would agree to this is that they would not be allowed immediate sanction relief, that they'd have to earn sanction relief over the years and decades. Well, this deal gives them sanction relief immediately, including ability to sell oil, flood the market, and access to immediate capital, up to $156 billion on day one. And worse than that, Scott, is that then on top of that, we unleash their economy. So this is why Russia loves the deal so much, obviously. Because the other part of the deal that got negotiated was the lifting of the arms embargo and the ICBM, Intercontinental Ballistic Missiles embargo, both of which Russia can sell now to their friends in Iran. So you increase Russia's capacity and economy, you grow Iran's economy with instant capital and the ability then to sell products in the global marketplace. So in 10 years, when this deal expires, you have a stronger economic Iran and a stronger economic Russia, and we'll never be able to enforce any sanctions or the nuclear deal itself should we even last 10 more years with this deal. So it's rotten in so many ways, and those are two of the first violations. So there are other violations like anytime, anywhere surprise inspections, which the president advocated for, promised us, which John Kerry promised us, and now they pretend like this is something that Republicans made up when we actually have them quoted as referring to anytime, anywhere inspections. Then we find out that there are these side deals with the United Nations. Dave, we put in the law that authorizes that would give authority to the Congress to authorize this, that we have to have complete access to all side deals. I don't even think John Kerry's seen one of the side deals, but the Associated Press, I think it was able to get a hold of one and finds out that the United Nations deal with Iran over their military sites is that Iran gets to self-inspect. Can you imagine such a thing? And they tell us that this is not a deal built on trust, that this is a verification deal, not a trust deal, and yet we're going to allow them to self-inspect their key military installations for potential nuclear activity. So,
well, the bottom line I see it is no matter what Congress does, the administration is going to go forward with their plans, and we're all going to pay the price very shortly, and I don't know how we're going to afford to go to war again. Our military is so dilapidated, and our soldiers are so beat up. I don't know what's going to happen, except it's going to be horrific, absolutely horrific.
Well, it is going to escalate the cost of everything of our defense. There's no question about it. We ought to put more money into our defense, and it ought to be more efficient and productive. We have to reinvest, and the cost is going to be to the American economy in some cases, and to the American budget in some cases. But that's going to be one of the outcomes of what we're talking about. But the other outcome, Dave, is going to be and nuclear arms race in the region, because how can we go to our allies in the area or our less than Iran enemies, whether it's Saudi Arabia or Jordan or the Arab Emirates or whoever it might be, and tell them you can't have nuclear weapons, but we're going to allow these guys to have a nuclear program?
Absolutely.
I don't think so. So it's pretty severe. But and Scott and Dave, let me say that. And Dave, I appreciate you bringing the issue, because we talk about a lot of political issues on this show, and there's lots of room for disagreement on lots of things. And I try to be as open-minded to people as I can be. This is perhaps the most serious issue of the day, along with Planned Parenthood. And yet others that disagree with us, they want to sort of gloss over it, romanticize it, talk about it in the context of, of just everything. This is a major, serious problem, and we can sit out here in North Dakota and sort of wink at it and say, "Well, gee whiz, we're doing all we can." It's way more important than that, you guys. It's way, way more important than that. So if I sound urgent, it is because I feel the urgency, and if it sounds more important to me than it does to other people, I'm telling you, read all about it, because it's really, really important to.
Well,
Dave, appreciate the call. Thanks for raising the issue. By the way, I mentioned earlier there's a story in Bloomberg today under the headline, Iran is huge right now in North Dakota. And what it's talking about is the ads you're seeing and hearing specifically about this particular deal, because it is widely viewed that Senator Heitkamp currently supports the Obama administration on the Iran deal. All of her letters to the constituents that have gone up, some of which we have copies of, talk about the good points of the deal. It's pretty much conventional wisdom that she's leaning the way she is, and so there's a lot of effort to influence her amongst the media right now. So
there is, and of course I carry a lot of the brunt of that, being the only House member, and some of the ads we're seeing, even digital ads and whatnot, keep referring to my opposition to it as though I'm some sort of a benchmark for the state. Well, the reality is that you'll see in the Bloomberg story that I'm quoted as stating that this, I think, illustrates two things. One, the importance of the issue, and secondly, the importance of a single United States Senate vote. And so while Senator Heitkamp remains officially uncommitted on the issue, I think there's obviously the opponents of Iran and of Iran nuclear deal. Citizens for Nuclear Free Iran is one of the groups. Veterans Against Nuclear Iran is another group. Running the ads is they're seeing the sense seeing the urgency in this and the opportunity to get, we have to get 60 senators in order to pass a resolution of disapproval. We'll easily pass a resolution of disapproval in the House. I'm a co-sponsor of the bill. It's a little harder lift in the Senate. And then, of course, the president's probably going to veto it anyway, as he said he would. And then you've got to get to 67. And that's a very, very heavy lift. But it does send a strong message. Even if we pass a resolution of disapproval, and he vetoes it, it's a pretty strong message to the global community. The United States is not in this deal, and this president's going to be gone shortly.
Vera and Kenmare on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Congressman Kevin Kramer. Vera, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead with your question.
Okay. My sister put up a flag at Kenmare, North Dakota, the Confederate flag, and about an hour later she gets a call from, pretty up there person, a man, that said that take it down because the Lutheran organization, the Lutheran Church, has had death threats over bringing in Syrian refugees into Fargo and West Fargo. Is this true?
Okay, so I'm only getting about every other word from Vera, but there's something about a Confederate flag flying in Kenmare, and I think Lutheran Social Services in Fargo. So, but I think if the question is Lutheran Social Services involved in a refugee program that brings refugees from, I think she might mention Syria, but yeah, Lutheran Social Services has had for a number of years, even decades, refugee relocation programs. There's a lot of folks from various troubled parts of our world into our communities, yes.
Can I answer your question, Vera?
No, it didn't. The thing is I want to know, are they bringing in Syrians? Because we know there's no way to vent them. We know. We don't know who's coming in. We have no idea. And I'm originally from Michigan, and I've seen what happened to Dearborn, Michigan. They have signs up. They're killing all Americans, and Allah be praised, and it's right on the highway.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need that in North Dakota, and I'd like to know how that was approved. Where's our governor? And you know, the powers that be, which you're one of them, how did that get through? I'm telling you, that is not a good deal. I have just as much empathy for people as anyone, but they come in, the mosques go up, and pretty soon we have it in our area. They're putting it in the Bible Belt. There's a reason why they're in the homeland and the Bible Belt. It's got the city.
Yeah. What I would say, Vera, is a couple of things. First of all, I hear you better right now, for one thing, so I'm understanding a little better. Yeah, I agree. I have tremendous concerns about the refugee program, as well as other many of our other immigrant programs that don't vet properly, that allow with very little to no vetting people into our country, into our communities. Many of them are good people, but many are not. And we have to know the difference between who are and who aren't, and then what impact, what standards we ought to have for that. What are the conditions under which we allow it? We have the most liberal immigration policies in the world by far, which is why a million legal immigrants come into the United States every year, and we don't even run those programs very well. We need a better e-verify system. So there are lots of ways, lots of things that need to be fixed. But with regard to the refugee program that Lutheran Social Services utilizes at this point, it is a legal program, and to my knowledge, they're not doing anything illegally. That said, That doesn't change the fact that you may or may not be against it, or that it should be reformed in some way to make it more appropriate. So I hear you, and we are looking into all of those issues as far as future legislation and oversight to make sure that it's being done properly in a way that secures our the safety of our people. Did you not say something about a Confederate flag up front, or was that just sort of a...
Yeah, my sister put up a Confederate flag, and there's a kind of local government man called her because he knows her, and he says, listen, I wouldn't want you hurt. Take that flag down. He says, we have death threats against the Lutheran Church, and we don't want to see anything happen to you. They're elderly.
Okay. Yeah. So he's just advising based on...
Different, obviously, than the concern there. I very, very appreciate the call.
Thank you
very much. Casey and Halliday, James and Alexandria, Cameron and Mandan. We'll try and get you in here when we come back on the Talk Radio Town Hall. I'll do it every Wednesday with Congressman Kevin Cramer, taking your calls, questions, comments on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliates. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids and increasing per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of a herbicide and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Bruce Brock with Brock Auction Company, reminding everyone of the beautiful Black Fox Ranch Auction, Saturday, August 29th at the Slate Creek Grill in Hill City, South Dakota. A beautiful custom log home and 124 acres of exquisite Black Hills land surrounded by the National Forest. For a private showing, call Bruce or Adam. A rare, beautiful piece of the hills you will want to see if you love the Black Hills. Check our website at brockauction.com and click on Upcoming Auctions for the video, pictures, and complete details. That's brockauction.com.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years, and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food storage from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I'm always honest with this vast audience that we have here on the program, but I've been thinking about tangy summer sausage from Cloverdale the whole program, because every time I go to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, I have to think about the fact that there's a 28-ounce pack of tangy summer sausage on sale, $5.99 for Hornbachers this week. The featured Cloverdale location today, Hornbacher's, which is, of course, located in the Fargo-Moorhead metro area. But if you go to their Hornbacher's locations, you take advantage of that great deal. And it's on my mind. I'm not lying to you. Everything's better with bacon, and the rough-cut bacon's only $3.99 a pound, too, so it's a great deal. Pound of red franks, $3.99 a pound of beef franks, $4.99 at Hornbacher's. And they'll be there Friday, doling out the free food, 2 until 6, at the new Moorhead location. Speaking of the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, we're going to go rapid-fire. That's where we go to quick questions, quick answers for Congressman Kevin Cramer. And Casey and Holliday, you're up.
Good morning, Congressman. Wanted to ask about the impeachment of the Supreme Court justices for foisting gay marriage on us, and see how that's going since we get caught up in the news of the day.
Sure, yeah. No, I don't know that there's any effort to impeach the Supreme Court justices. None that I've ever seen, anyway. As much as we might disagree with an issue or two, I think that's a lift that would occupy Congress for a very long time with little to no result, likely.
All right. Appreciate the call. James Alexandria, quick question, quick answer.
Yes. God bless you, Senator. You are in service to America, and you're in a position to do something. When I look at the word American, the last four words is I can. I can. Not enough of that. What can we do with this Iran thing? We all know what's stood against, but what's the game plan? What are we going to do?
So here are a number of things we're going to have to do. One, we have to encourage every senator that remains uncommitted and every House member that's uncommitted to lean the right way and to vote the right way. And then short of that, we have to start convincing those that are leaning the wrong way, which Minnesota has, I think, two senators that are intending on supporting the Iran deal and start putting the pressure on them. So until the vote is taken, you still have this opportunity to influence elected officials. After that, what you're going to see, if this deal goes through, if we're unable to overturn it or unable to sustain a veto by the president, then what you're going to end up seeing Congress do is doing passing a lot of bills, probably a lot of our own sanctions. Remember, we passed in the House last year. This is an important point I'd forgotten earlier. 420 stricter sanctions on Iran. 420. Barack Obama, working with Harry Reid and the Democrats in the United States Senate, killed that deal. 420, which leads to the false narrative that they've been saying that there's nothing else we can do. It's either this deal or war. Well, that's a lie because, of course, Barack Obama himself said that no deal is better than a bad deal, and yet he accepted a bad deal because the alternative is war, which tells you either he didn't believe it or mean it or was intended to go to war. So I think you're going to see a lot of effort after this. The other thing I would remind people, this is not a treaty. It's not a treaty for good reason, because if he was working on a treaty, he'd never have gotten two-thirds of the Senate to support it. So he'd go on it alone again. And remember, the next president doesn't have to abide by it, and in all likelihood would not. And also, I would encourage people, the United States is the leader in all of this. If we put sanctions unilaterally, if no one else joins us, this is another one of their arguments against it, that we have to have the global community behind us. Baloney. Most of the sanctions on Iran aren't just foisted on Iran, they're imposed on the people who would purchase products from Iran. And remember that half of the banking in this world goes through the United States banking system. So we're the leader in all of this. Others will follow us if we have the guts to stand up to this deal. And then we can do a lot more with sanctions than we can with bullets at this point.
Appreciate it, James. Ed and Bismarck, quick question.
Yes, I got so many questions, but the main one I'm thinking about, and I thought it would have been covered, should have been covered already, is the EPA and the Waters Act. What are we going to do about that? Does that come effective tomorrow?
It does, unless it becomes effective Friday, unless there is a temporary injunction, which we're hoping will come either out of a court in West Virginia or a court in Fargo, and I expect it will come from both. And then that temporary injunction will provide enough time to litigate it out to its final conclusion. Congress, the House has already repealed it in a bill. The Senate is sitting on that bill. We've already defunded it in a bill. The Senate is sitting on appropriations bills, because they don't do appropriations bills. That's a new rule, evidently, over there in the last several years. So we right now have a prohibition on any funding to enforce the Waters of the U.S. rule that was part of the Cromnibus bill that we were able to negotiate with the president last December. A lot of people have been critical of Cromnibus, but Cromnibus was the thing, the one tool that we were able to use to defund it. We'll try that again this year. I think it'll probably likely succeed in our negotiations with the Senate and the President. But in the meantime, we need these injunctions so that it can be litigated to its logical conclusion. That said, and we can have a longer talk about this when we have more time, it's not a layup with the Supreme Court because that, you know, Chief Justice, or the Justice Kennedy was an abstention, basically, in the last case against the EPA, and he opened the door for this broader authority that's illustrated in the rule as other waters on a case by case basis. So Kennedy tends to like the regulatory agencies, so we don't have a layup by any stretch, but it's going to be a lot of litigation and buying a lot of time so that Congress can, you know, get larger conservative numbers and hopefully a president that would agree.
Thank you. Can I say one more thing?
Real quick, Ed.
You know when our nation went downhill? It's when they took the Pledge of Allegiance out of the schools. When someone came into our country and took the Pledge of Allegiance,
you're not alone in citing that as a sad chapter in American history. Ed, appreciate the call. Thank you. And it's not out of every school, by the way. Still in our school. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Congressman Kramer. The selection you're looking for, Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin-kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin-kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin-kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.